Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You were saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely, but I knew he was cuffing and taking those punches.
Making woman gestures like, oh, oh, oh.
Let's go, champ.
Good morning, TBV, and welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice. Yo, I'm trying this new no headphone shit with Mike because he keeps complaining that we're too loud in his little delicate ears. But this is very strange to be in the booth without the headset. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the back in the day era. I'm my man Benny Siegel. Like, turn me up in the booth. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to melt it down. See, I need my headphones. I need to hear shit. But listen, man. It's fight week. Wilder Fury is getting crazy, is getting ugly, but it's bringing the motherfucking stars out. So good morning, TBV. We're rocking out live in LA. Fight week, Wilder Fury. Nesta Gibbs, following on all forms of social media at NestGTO. I'm joined alongside my man, the main man, Michael Gross from Indiana. It's going down, ladies and gentlemen. We are here. We're talking who exactly has come out for Wilder Fury. Let's go out to Mike.
Him 50 million. Whether people thought it was real or not, motherfucker, we ain't playing. Who got time to play? I'm ready to whoop ass and get this money. You feel me?
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over. Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yo. What's going on, baby? Back here with another one in L.A., baby. Feel a little bit better than it did yesterday. No rain. Nice little breeze. Sun came out, picking out just a little bit. But I'm here for a fight. I'm here to get down to business. Can't wait for the weigh-in today. Can't wait to the weigh-in. Can't wait to look in Fury eyes and look in Wilder eyes and see who wants it the most. And I know who wants it more. Ain't no doubt in my mind who wants it more. But we got some goddamn stars in the building. LeBron James, the king of the Staples Center right now, and a former king of the Staples Center, Kobe Bryant, will be in attendance. Big deal? Some would say small deal. Haters would say that. So let's go ahead and break it down and get into it.
I mean, how big of a deal is it, honestly? Like,
he said I'm low.
Okay, but how big of a deal is it, you think?
I think it's a huge deal, to be honest with you. I think Kobe and LeBron.
You ain't got to hold the mic, Mike. Mike think he on stage and shit.
I think
he's shy now.
I think it's
what's
a big
what's
deal.
What's up with Mike, man?
Bro, if you get done smoking, my nigga, I'm just like, I'm high.
Yo, nah, don't be one of those potheads that blaming on everything on weed and shit.
Mike, I ain't looking in nobody's eyes. What you mean? I can't look from a damn far? I can't look from across the room, my nigga? But anyway. Yeah, but Kobe and LeBron being there, I think it is an absolutely huge deal. I think just the clout of a LeBron and like the clout of a Kobe Bryant, if they post that shit to their social media and say, hey, I'm going to go fight to support so-and-so, that shit might fucking blow up. So we'll see. Yes, sir, we'll see. What's your thoughts on it?
I want you to emphasize in the chat this article so we can pull it up and get all the other names, because outside of the kings of LA, LeBron and Kobe, there is a list of people that will be on hand for this fight, and they're celebrities. Now, I'm going to go on a limb here, Mike, and just say that these guys are not paying for any tickets, but I don't think they should, right? Like, should LeBron be charged? Is Mayweather charged to go to these games?
I think Mayweather pays because he wants to pay. I don't think Mayweather, if he wanted to come and they, and I mean, I think Mayweather, but LeBron plays there though. So if they're inviting LeBron there, Mayweather won't LeBron there because, like I said, he brings a certain amount of attention to him wherever he goes. And so if he tweets out or if he puts it on Instagram that he's going to a fight and it's going to be at the Staples Center, then that just attracts more and more eyes. So, yeah, you offer LeBron a free ticket. You offer Kobe a free ticket because these are legends of the Staples Center and they have a lot of clout.
Well, I think we're being told there is an issue with the audio. And I probably know what that is.
Are the mics working? Remember, match five.
All right, so that should have fixed things, hopefully.
How we sound now, Rob? Let us know in the chat. Do we sound better, y'all, than we did?
Remember, this is we're traveling with so much equipment. There is a learning curve. We should have probably ran a test, but it is in the wee hours of the morning. Hopefully that fixed everything. Did you find that article, Mike?
I'm looking right now.
So, yeah, I mean, from what I read, Espinoza says he's going to be up all night.
Yeah, it's better. There
you go. Basically, trying to figure out where to seat certain guys because I'm assuming some of these guys can't even sit with each other. Mike?
I would agree. I'm trying to find out the fucking article.
Thanks, everybody in the chat, obviously, for helping us out with the, you know, Mike situation. I'm glad to hear that everything is settled and we're rocking. But I remember also Mark Wahlberg is going to be in attendance. I just actually watched that Mark Wahlberg movie, Mile 22. Did you?
Hell yes, your heart.
Oh, fucking excellent movie. Yo, they said, Mike, you have to talk without mumbling. Yo, I call him a mumble rapper.
Yo, I ain't mumbling, homie. I'm back in this bitch.
I call him a mumble rapper every day. So shout out to, who the fuck just said that?
I got bars, though, now.
Giving quality.
Giving quality.
Yo, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you appreciate the hard work. The morning West Coast shows live in L.A. We've been covering Fight Week. Head on over to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice for all the great interviews. Check out my interview with Steven Espinoza, whose stance has changed on making a deal between Wilder and Joshua, co-broadcasted by DAZN and Showtime. So check it out.
Okay. We got LeBron James. We got Kobe Bean Bryant. We got Shaquille O'Neal in the building. Jerry West. All these guys right here.
Who's Jerry West?
He's a Laker legend. Do you know the little when you watch the fucking NBA game and you see that little white guy dribbling the ball with the blue on one side and the red on the other, right there in the middle?
I don't know. I blanked out. I was paying attention to something that
do you know what the NBA logo is?
Yes.
That's Jerry West.
Oh, okay. Damn. So he's old.
Yeah, he's the logo.
He's old.
Yeah, I mean he's old, but he nigga had game. We got Jack Nicholson.
Now, Jack Nicholson, I know, and that was one of the best Jokers. Shout out to, and rest in peace to Keith Ledger, because after Nicholson, who was an amazing Joker, where does he get those wonderful toys? Yeah. But then obviously we got Keith Ledger, who really took on that role. But Jack Nicholson, I mean, dozens and dozens of great movies. What was that amazing movie he did in his younger years by Stephen King? It was one of those books. Was like real crazy. The facial expression had that.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't know it neither. I don't know the name of it either. Yeah, like his face was all sweaty. He did a few. He did a few good movies. And he's also a boxing fan. You know who else I remember? I don't know. You can just double check, confirm. Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan, yes. And Chadwick Boseman. So the stars of Black Panther will be in the building representing for the real
king of Wakanda.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be good. Now, listen, he was there for Big Baby. Again, boxing fan. But listen, this is good to watch superstars travel from New York to L.A. for specific fights. This is good. Who else is
we
there?
We got Mark Wahlberg. And to me...
Did I say Keith Ledger? I thought I said Heath Leather. It's not Heath. I said Keith. Did I say Keith?
I don't know,
but whatever, bro.
I think
you know who I'm talking about. There's only two good jokers. One is showing up. The other one can't.
Mark Wahlberg is one of the best actors that's out right now, and also he does a great job at producing shows. Boardwalk Empire.
Yes,
I believe Ballers is one of the shows.
So
too.
Was that really good movie about the like five Navy SEALs or five secret government?
Yeah.
Shooter guys.
So I just think, man, he is.
That's not my alley. We need Daniel for that. Yeah. He would have told us exactly what roles those guys played.
Then he got a burger joint. Man, he got his hand in everything. So that's a great guy to have there too.
I mean, he's also a boxing fan. He yes. you know, one movie we're forgetting to mention, which ties it all together, that he directed and I think even wrote, but he definitely had a major part to play in outside of you know, being in the movie with a physical role, was The Fighter, where he portrayed the life of Mickey Ward.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And obviously another great B-roll act, not B-roll, because I don't know if that's an offensive term when talking about actors, but obviously Christian Bale was his brother in that movie and also played a great role. You know, I was watching a movie preview of a new movie that Christian Bale's going to do, and he gained so much weight. This dude takes his roles way too seriously.
I seen one nigga
when he got so skinny,
oh
right?
My
it was like
God.
Dopehead skinny. Like, what you
nigga,
doing, bro?
Past dopehead skinny,
bro. Now he's getting Tyson Fury fat.
Okay, these are the people that they're waiting on. They want Magic Johnson to be there, but he has yet to request a seat. So they're still leaving the door open for him. They also want, I believe. Okay, the celebrity list also includes actor Owen Wilson. Okay. Owen Wilson with the messed up
nose.
Yeah,
Owen Wilson is a very, you know, high-level actor. And, you know, he does a lot of comedy roles, but I guess most known, right, that movie kind of went global was Night at the Museums, and he had a major role, even a returning role on that movie.
Yeah, that's true. And also they are trying to get Michael Strahan.
Strahan, that sounds so familiar.
Football player for the Giants.
Oh, no. I thought that was an actor.
Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield.
Well, I'm Michael sure Lennox is going to be there because Lennox is at the round table this morning. So count Lennox in. Count Buster Douglas in. Count all the fighters. Ernie Shavers. Who else is here? Jerry Cooney.
Yep.
There's quite a few fighters already here.
They say
heavyweights.
Mike Tyson has yet to commit.
Yeah, but and you know what? I think he's not gonna come. Him and Wilder have never gotten along because Wilder said he would beat Tyson in his prime.
It doesn't matter, man. If the fucking story is true, and you got a guy coming to a country where his pops named him after you, the heavyweight champion of the world, why not pay some respect or at least pay homage?
I mean,
to
look,
the guy.
We're gonna take the easy way out, bro. AJ said it the best, right? He got other shit to do.
Man, get the fuck out of here. What the fuck Mike doing?
I'm just saying, it's the truth, B.
One night, man, Mike can get some. He probably can get some money for a bag or for a pier somewhere.
Hell yeah, that's what he need to do. He need to do a walkthrough.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be easy for him. Get it, nigga. Come get a bag, then go to the fight. Easy. But hey, some people I ain't really, you know what I'm saying, down with that. Down with that, but I think Mike should be there. I totally agree with you, Bamani. I totally agree with you. I think Mike should be there, but it's just like Ness said, him and Wilder had some shit going on, and hold on, I just got some damn chat from Matt. Peter Bird directed Mile 22 with never mind. Former weight champion starting.
Okay. I mean, it wouldn't matter. I mean,
Shavers.
I mean, that just go. It does matter. Everything Matt just told us about Peter Berg is the one that directed Mile 22, which is the person that featured in the movie. What? Someone said Owen Wilson. Wow, is this 2007?
He
did not fall off.
Yeah, take my fucking mind.
Man, you bumped your head, man. I'm in the movies. I'm in the movies three times a week. Remember, okay. I got the A-list.
Name the last good movie he did. I'll start up here.
Listen to me.
Okay, then.
I couldn't name a bunch of good movies
name
that
last, Name the last good Denzel movie.
I don't know.
Equalizer 2.
All right, you got a quicker response time than me.
You knew. Owen Wilson ain't did shit in about them 20
I
years.
I bet you if I look through my phone.
That nigga knows fucked
if
up.
If I had my phone.
He known
right,
for his nose being fucked
up. Pull him up on IMBD.
I ain't trying to see his fucked up ass nose.
You a fucking hater.
You put his nose up. Yeah, hey, y'all go Google Owen Wilson nose right now, and he'll pop up.
And you know what? You
he
sound
got money,
like a, you,
and he got bitches.
No, you sound
right?
like a fool, because he became famous with that nose and rich with that nose.
Okay, who mad?
You mad, because you obviously trying to bring it up. You want to highlight that his nose is whatever.
It stands out, my nigga.
You stand out right
now. I know. I probably do, nigga, rolling around. You damn right.
No, you stand out right now for trying to call out Owen Wilson, who's rich
who is calling
with
him
his
out?
Nose.
I'm just saying, bro, if y'all think I'm wrong in the chat, let me know. If not, let's keep it moving.
Whatever.
But one thing that I thought they should have, man, probably should have did was, like, try to get some nice females come out, like the Rihannas of the world.
What exactly do you think that was going to do?
I mean, Black Chinas of the world.
But why? What does that do other than
Kim Kardashians of the world? Let them come to the fight. You know what I'm saying? Look,
they had a spot with Ray J. Maybe Ray J's going to be there.
Oh, Ray J should be there.
He's from L.A.
Yep. And bring out, like, Bernice Burgos to the fight. You know
but what does this do for the fight? These guys are not buying tickets.
They ain't buying tickets, but it brings, like I said, it brings another demographic that may not have been there.
How? You got to be following all these artists to know, oh, Mark Wahlberg's at the game. Like, if you're not a boxing fan and you're just a Mark Wahlberg fan, how do you know that he's at the fight, and why do you care?
It doesn't. I mean, you care because you're following Mark Wahlberg. I mean, the residual effect could be
I don't know. I want to ask the chat, man. If you're calling in, the number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And also, don't type when you can Skype in and just call us. And Michael is showing me right now that Mark Wahlberg's verified Twitter has 11 million followers, which would be good if he was doing something. He's shadow boxing. He's getting after it early with my management, Churchill Boxing, inspired to be better. He says nothing. Adrian Broner is at least in the comments, but this should have been him throwing punches. He's throwing punches here. And this should have been him throwing punches with, saying, yo, I'm coming to the fight, you know, check me out in L.A. And this is what I'm saying. Like, yo, I love it for Wilder that more celebrities are there, you know, than the average fight that we are accustomed to. But I'm just thinking, what does it do? What does it do?
I mean, I believe it does a lot, though, bro. For instance, Mark Wahlberg has like 11 million followers. If he tweets out, hey, I'm going to this fight tonight, you guys should fuck
But
up.
That's what I'm saying. He's shadow boxing right now on his 11 million follower Instagram, and he ain't say he going to the fight.
You're right, but I thought that he was like, in the article, he said he was like confirmed, right? Or was he possibility?
I mean, he is confirmed.
So
I think he's confirmed, but that's what you're not getting it. How does his fans know that he's dead? Like, how does it help Wilder that he's dead?
It doesn't happen at all right now. You're absolutely right, because he's not doing anything to like let people know about it. So, and I just don't. I mean,
it's just, you know, it could be better. Is all I'm saying.
Give him a break, bro. I mean, it is what it is. Sometimes these celebrities have a lot of shit going on, so maybe sometimes they just want to go to a fight and not tweet about it.
Damn. Fat Apple said Napoleon Dynamite and Lil Jon are the two biggest celebrities that ever gone to an AJ fight.
Who?
That's, I don't know.
I thought Stormy at a AJ fight?
Who's Stormy?
My bad.
Listen, if you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets me and Mike know you enjoy the hard work. You respect the grind that we out here early in the morning on fight week, bringing you every little detail we can about this fight. We're going to go out to the callers. Add Nesta Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. 1-425-569-5241. We're live in L.A., Los Angeles, home of the Kings, to decide who is the heavyweight king. What up?
And fans, do me a favor. When you call in, give me one celebrity that I did not name that you think should be at the fight.
Oh, AJ should be there. No, all these other people there. Why ain't AJ there?
Fuck, it's not about AJ this week. All right? Fuck AJ. This week is about Wilder Fury. I don't want to hear nothing else about no fucking AJ.
There's only one Deontay Wilder.
Let me know who you think a celebrity that could come to the fight or a sportsman that could come to the fight and possibly push the needle. That's all I want to know. Fucking AJ, this guy. AJ fucking lover now. Are you AJ lover now, bro? You fuck with AJ now? You fucking turncoat?
What are you saying? I was reading an email.
You're a turncoat. You're always bringing up AJ.
I mean, he should be at the
AJ,
fight.
AJ should be here. I want to
AJ
see AJ.
AJ should be at the fight. Uh-oh. Look who came out. Mr. This Fight Isn't Gonna Happen.
Eddie Hearn out?
I mean,
he called in.
He might as well be Eddie Hearn. Let's go to the callers. But first, a word from our sponsors. Shout out to El Camino, as always. Could not make it to the fight, but always here with TBV.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Who up first, big dog?
Going out to Troy in Baltimore,
what's good,
Maryland.
Troy?
Good morning. Well, actually, for Troy, it's a little bit late. I think it's the afternoon.
Big up yourself,
there.
Man.
Hey, Troy. I think they got Brazil.
Don't do it, man. I only got 3 minutes. They got Brazil. I can't go back in the past and dance with you about.
They got Brazil
about
on standby.
Yes, I did say that. Brazil tuning up right now. A lot of things. And you still stuck in the past. You need to buy a time machine and move forward.
Wait
brother.
A minute. I thought move all AJ forward, fans brother. Were stuck in the past. Sign the contract. He
I
lost
didn't
his
say
pen.
Anything about him. I didn't say anything about him.
Nah, but we rubbing it in. You know what the fuck we doing. We rubbing it
let's
in.
Let's focus on the
it's
present,
our turn.
Man. Why y'all stuck in the past?
Because we like to rub it into the sheep. Robbie,
because
send me the
petty.
Fucking soundbite,
right,
Robbie.
You're petty, right?
Petty, man.
Play
yes,
the soundbite all you want. It still makes you petty. I'm here to talk about present day issues.
Right, I'm
you
sorry.
Want to get stuck in the past.
I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Let's talk about the fight.
All right, start. Timer starting now. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Let's
now,
go!
You asked the question.
Let's go!
This cat right
I'm
here,
ready.
Man. That's a whole 20 seconds you owe me right there. But listen, you asked about a star, you know, who should be at this fight that'll help the fight
yes,
out.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Denzel Washington. He goes to all the big fights.
I think Denzel's going to be there.
He's a huge fight fan. And we already had the discussion of why AJ is, and he doesn't need to. If they fight, they
come
fight.
Come on, Troy.
Now, I'm curious. Troy. I'm curious about something, Nestor. No. I'm curious about something.
What up?
Why is it we're talking about the stars that are coming out and who needs to be there? Why aren't we focusing on the fight?
We are, bro. What are you talking about?
We focused on the fight yesterday. Did you miss the call in? I mean, you want to talk about the fight? You want to give a prediction?
I was busy yesterday, bro.
Bruh, just so wait.
Right. Well, we
I didn't even know you had a show.
Well, just listen, wait till after the weigh-in.
Wait
till after the weigh-in.
Hold on, hold on. Let me say something very important.
What did you say, Mike?
Wait till after the weigh-in. It's going down today, nigga. You talking about a nigga? Y'all think I'm hype right now? Bro, wait till. Bruh.
Okay. Okay, now let me make my prediction, and then we could discuss why. Fury is open for a right hand. He's always has been. He's been put down twice, once by Collins and once by somebody whose name I don't remember. So, of course, Wilder's going to drop him. Surprisingly, he's going to get up for the first right hand, not the second. Not the second one, and that's what's going to end the fight. Don't ask me what round, because I don't know.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
I'm just going to say something. If Tyson wins, which I doubt that he is, because as I stated before, he doesn't have his legs anymore.
But you hoping
his
he
timing's
do.
Off. I've said all these things already. No. Actually, no, I'm not. I actually want that AJ fight to happen because I want him to fight AJ. I want him to knock AJ down, not once, not twice, maybe three times. Then when AJ gets up and beats the confidence out of him, I'm going to call in, and you, sir, are going to be eating jerk crow for the rest of the time.
Yeah, let's talk about something that we don't know is ever going to happen.
I just got one question for you, homie.
Go ahead.
Do you have any word that Brazil is going to be next fight.
Is he waiting? Is he waiting?
Going to fight next. I could tell you who Wilder's fighting next.
Is Brazil
White is fighting next?
Is Brazil okay? Waiting?
I could tell you something else
in
too.
Another locker room in case Fury pulls out.
I could tell you something else too. I have too much going on to constantly look backwards when I have to keep looking forward. That's called progress. Maybe you should look forward to that. Now you can hang up on me. Have a good day.
Hey, Jay.
Well done, yes, sir.
You can spit a little bar for you. A couple words. Maybe two words, not four.
I like to blow my trumpet in that, do you know what I mean? In my last fight, I had to watch my weight.
Oh, weight too all them fucking fights ain't nobody care about.
Oh, man.
Let's go out to N.O. New Orleans in the building.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
Whoa,
was down, man. It
was handy, baby. Damn, you got it's hella back. Yo, you in a tornado me, over dog. There?
We on Bluetooth,
it's
man.
Good on
we on Bluetooth, homie.
Why you disrespect?
Hold on, 1 second. What?
Damn, you killing it. You killing this show.
I'm outside.
Where the guns at, man?
I'm coming down that top of the chain. Hold up.
Where the guns at, man?
I deleted.
Whoa, N.O. What's going on, N.O., baby?
Yeah.
Damn, my nigga.
Hey, buddy, you gonna get up there and wake me up, huh?
I'm trying to say, nigga, somebody's loud to the motherfucker.
Hey, yeah. Wake him up.
Y'all treat me like the police in New Orleans. Like, it, then you can't hit me with one shot. Now you gotta wake me up, man.
Gotta hit you by 35, bitch.
That shot's going down, you dig?
No, that dude.
But anyway, it's the fight going down tomorrow. I hear a lot of people ain't talking the same shit they were talking before the fight was popping off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people back down, like, right now. But what's up with this shit? You dig? It's going down tomorrow. You got to pay the piper. That right here ain't going to hit a clean on his motherfucking chin. Because all that motherfucking Michael Jackson there is fucking dancing this. And sticking your head out with your Michael Jordan tongue and shit. That shit ain't going to work this fight, man. This motherfucking here. Man, you saw he was looking at radio right here? Probably gonna kill something tomorrow, man. You gonna kill something tomorrow. Why would that tell you? Nothing. Love my word. Fury get his ass knocked out. Now, that damn shit might work for the first 8 round. That 7 or that 8 round, that boy going to sleep, man. I'm telling you, hear me? You going to damn for so long, you got sooner or later, you got to slow that shit down and fight. Off the rip. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
As far as the people that's going to. Whatever?
I said facts.
Facto. Big facts.
Well, all right. I'll buy the shit, man. They gotta be facts. You did? Fear been running. He been running the fuck out of his mouth, dog. And I'm looking at Wilder, man. He got that fucking look in his eyes, man. He got that look like, if I knock this motherfucker out, my next fight, $100 million fight. You hear me? That's gonna be hard to stop, man. That's gonna be a whole new motherfucking time, dog.
You're trying to tell me.
I'm already bought the fight. I'm going to fight Monday. Don't you need to ask everybody, too? As they'll tell you I'm in the store and the shit gonna be there, ask them that they bought the fight already, man.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people be talking that shit about what's going on in the boxing world and all that, but they don't buy the motherfucking fight. The motherfuckers that win their mouth the most, they don't buy the fight, man. You hear me? $75, man. Press the button, man. That's my call.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you one thing real quick, man. A lot of motherfuckers have been changing their opinion. When this shit first got announced, oh, man, why they making this thing? Fury's been out of here for too so long. He's not even a challenge for Wilder. They seen Fury working out and talking this shit. Motherfuckers done changed their fucking tune. The betting line done got a lot closer. What's going on?
You know what's going on. He's selling a fight. That's why he here, because he could sell a fight.
Is he selling the fight or do he pose a legitimate chance?
legitimate chance.
I think he getting knocked the fuck out.
That's for people to decide. You know what I'm saying? Let me go out to the UK. If you're on Skype, mute yourself until I go to you. Vito, I don't even think Vito's in the UK. Vito, you got to remind me every time you call in. I hope you've been listening from the beginning before you come on here hating.
What up, Vito?
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up, Mike? What's up, Wilder Side Piece? How you guys doing?
We good. We gonna be partying at the after party tonight.
Don't worry, relax, Ness. I'm not coming for you. It's actually a friendly call. I'm not coming for you.
You gotta be friendly.
Fuck you, Wayne.
You gotta be friendly because you know what's gonna happen.
Wayne in the chat. Fuck you, homie.
Okay. I think them giving Stars tickets is actually a good thing. It might not necessarily do something for the fight now, but it's a win-win for everybody because what I've noticed time after time is that usually when Stars shows up in this event, you know, whoever they came to root for always have a jumping followers, you know. So it's going to be a good thing for Wilder and as well as Fury because after the fight, they're going to post like, okay, I was here and stuff like that. And then you just watch Wilder's he's definitely going to get more followers. So it's a good thing. It might not do something for the ticket sales, but maybe for other events. But generally, it's a good thing. That's my call.
All right, Vito. Thanks for calling in.
Great call, Vito. I love you, man. Thank you for calling in, homie.
Just make sure you call back Saturday for the immediate reaction. Sunday, I'll be back in town definitely Sunday. But I don't know what I'll have that studio built.
Applied Body Mechanics. I got all the great hip-hop, baby. You listen to that bullshit. Where you from again? It doesn't matter where you from, you fucking jabroni.
Tony in Miami rhymes with jabroni. What up?
What's good, fam? Yo, this is a quick question in the comment. My question. If this fight does 500,000, 600,000, and Wilder blows Fury out, can Wilder blow off Joshua if he wanted to?
I mean, yeah.
Not to say he should.
He could go fight Brazil, which is his mandatory, and you know, play the weight game, I guess.
I mean,
it's the same thing that AJ done.
Yeah, they could.
But that ain't, I don't think that's in Wilder's DNA.
No, absolutely not. I don't see that. But if they don't cut a deal that Wilder likes, LeBron sees a knockout, all these celebrities see a knockout, I could see them dragging it out and making money off it.
They better, you know what would be the best thing? Anyway, damn, I hate to jump on your call, but I was asking Mike and everybody else basically, like, what does Wilder get from these stars? Hopefully, if he knocks Fury out, they at least post it on their Instagram.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, yeah, yeah.
At least post that PBC replay.
Yeah, especially, nigga, if it's like one of them Spookers, though.
One of them Staverns.
That too, but Spookers, Stavern, the guy that was shaking on the ground, all that shit.
Oh, yeah, Lyakovic.
Woo!
Listen, if Wilder knocks him out badly, all those celebrity reactions will go viral. LeBron going to be jumping up. Denzel going to be jumping up. That's going to go crazy.
And Showtime.
I'll let y'all chop it up about that real quick. My prediction, I think Fury needs a knockout to win. I don't think he could avoid the right for 12. I don't see it.
Well, all right, Tony. Thanks for calling in.
Knockout.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. What'd you say?
Take care, y'all.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, that's it. Y'all take care.
And Showtime, man, if you're listening, let these motherfucking sports network run the replays, man. Don't just sit them steal shots of the fight. Let them run.
Well, you know it's a pay-per-view, man. They trying to get that money, them
I
late
know,
buys.
But they put the fucking highlights on the IG. And, bro, you know as well as I know, once it's out.
Is out.
Is out. Ain't no fucking trying to block him or block him. It's going to be leaked everywhere, bro. It only take one thread to fucking go viral.
That is true. That is true. Let's play something interesting before we go to the next caller.
Who is that? Who is that talking?
What?
I thought there was a clip you're finna play.
There is a clip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait, baby. This is the time where it happened, baby. Saturday night is going to be your worst nightmare.
I don't say you hope. Be specific about how.
I'm going to actually pause that and kind of bring this in. So what we're about to play.
Can y'all hear that, though? Can y'all hear that?
They absolutely can hear that. This ain't Mike's studio.
I'm just saying, last time they can hear shit.
Who said that?
I don't even
remember that. Right, bro, that I don't know what last go time ahead, you
bro.
Speak of.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
So we are going to play the raw audio from the wireless lavalier mics that Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder wore during the final press conference. And it's kind of like what they did with AJ and Big Baby. When they had their altercation, you know, then DAZN put out that clean audio of what was really being said. And you could hear AJ calling Big Baby, whatever he called him. What do you call him? Pussy, right?
Calvin Pussy.
Yeah.
And
Big Baby, that was Big Baby to AJ. But AJ said his own things, too. Like, you ain't going to do shit.
Yeah. Sit your big fat ass down.
Yeah, he said some stuff like
that. Oh, we got a super chat from the super chat. Dundada.
Who that?
B motherfucking Pauly.
B Pauly.
Hashtag TBV. Smash that like button. Hashtag new media. Cougar learned a lot from AJ. Ducking. Nets like he owned. Oh, ducking Nets like he owed Nets money.
Yo, talking about that, B. Paulie, you a Patreon, so you going to get to see this other one.
Oh, you got another one?
Yeah, because you know what? I ain't even going to
do
it.
You got another one?
Because the thing is this, right? It's like his little UK sheep, they like, oh, that's so unprofessional. You're doing that. So it's like, all right, I'm going to back off. We're back off. I ain't going to drop this other one. I'm going to keep this other one in the cut in case shit ever get crazy.
Oh, is that bad?
Patreon's a no.
Ooh,
that
hey.
Shit is posted already. All I got to do is put it public
on
Patreon.
And look here, bro. And if you want to see what's going on between Ness and Cugan, go to the box.
Ain't nothing really going on.
I know ain't nothing really going on, but if you want to see some exclusive behind-the-scenes content, Patreon/TheBoxingVoice.
Or maybe it is.
And check it out, bro.
I don't know. Did he shake my hand yesterday?
I don't know. And you can sign up for as little as $3, bro. And have a whole month of just exclusive shit untitled. Ask a fighter, ask a trainer, ask a guest. We doing all kind of shit, man. We trying to take the damn show to the next fucking level. Have guests every day. Have this live streaming Twitch shit like Joe Budden and them. You feel me? We trying to get there, y'all. So if y'all want to support, go over to Patreon/TheBoxingVoice and sign up. Appreciate you.
All right, let's go to the audio, and you let us know what you think.
I want you to knock me the fuck out.
I
promise you.
And next time you get in my face, make sure
you brush
your teeth.
Brad, you up in here. Don't touch me.
Give my men the right to
You don't know what it is to be in a war. We've been fucking 400 years. Y'all don't know what it is to be in a war. You don't know what it is to be in a war. You don't know what it is to be in a war. Fuck y'all talking about. I'm gonna break you.
Wow, yo, the music they chose to lay on the back of that, I don't want to go too long on it, but man, I like that they're building the drama. Yo, shout out to Tyson Fury's team, you know, and again, I hope Wilder's team doesn't take this offensively.
Hey, man, real quick, we got a great idea from a guy in the chat. Since this is Wilder Fury week, and we only got this tomorrow and today. Anybody in the fucking chat who's affiliated with TBV brings up fucking AJ, has to put a dollar in a square box because they say AJ or Joshua. Starting right now. No more AJ.
You just started it right now. He owes a dollar.
Okay.
I'm fucking with you.
No more British guy from across the fucking seas. until the fight is over with. Until Shelly Fecals is at the fucking podium making his fucking announcement Saturday night. Until then, no more fucking Anthony Johnson.
Yo, whatever, man. So, yeah. Call us. We're going out to Skype. We got, I believe, Michael, you're up.
What up, Miggity Mike?
Yo, Mike. Hey, Ness, how's it going?
What up?
Hey, do you know what? Yeah. I think that, you know, LeBron James and Kobe Bryant is good for the celebrity status. But if you're comparing it, I think, you know, they need the pop stars. They need the Drake.
We need some women. I told you, yes.
They need the Nicki Minaj.
Rihanna.
You need, like, do you know what I mean? You need the whole, we need everything in there.
Cardi,
you know what I mean?
B. Like, what Cardi,
yeah,
B is?
Yeah, like, you know. Yeah, exactly. You need all of that. You know, hopefully, I don't know, Wilder's missing.
So AJ had Nicki? Wait, AJ had Nicki at his fight?
Nigga, you owe a dollar.
No, the UK, hey, you have to put money in the jar.
Thank you.
All right, but did he have Nicki or Drake or any global pop stars at his fight?
He had Drake FaceTime him.
No, it's a different, the UK is a different market to the States.
No, you know, it's not. Like, a star is a star. No, it's not. A star. Listen, my Superman, I believe, comes from the UK. What are you talking about? Henry Cavill is from the UK, or at least Thor is from the UK. When you're a superstar, you're a superstar. You transcend, it's different. No, it's the same.
My homie.
Mark Wahlberg is. His movies come out in the UK. What, they're not over there?
Stringer Bell come from UK.
I'm talking about LA.
Idris Elba.
LA's known about Hollywood, the stars.
Man, don't nobody want to hear that shit. Idris Elba was at AJ's last fight, but he is from the UK, so that is what we're talking about. A dude that is global.
Idris, you should be there.
I'm not talking about where they're from. I'm talking about in general, like, you know, you're talking about LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. I'm just comparing it to another person who has celebrities and say, look, you know, you have to bring that razzmatazz in there. Do you know?
Yeah, he's right, though. He's right. He's absolutely right, man. You need the pop stars.
And don't pretend they don't want to see Nicki Minaj and Cardi B going down the catwalk. Yeah, let's not pretend,
Bruh, the thing is, look, if you want hip hop, he had Love and Hip Hop at the weigh-in, Brooke Valentine was there, and the other dude.
Brooke Valentine.
From Love & Hip Hop, from this season.
Okay. Who's the other dude, though?
I don't know the dude's name, because I'm looking at his girl, Brooke Valentine, but they both on the show.
Wait, little Scrappy?
Not Scrappy.
Before my
time. Hey, man, y'all let me know who Brooke Valentine's boyfriend is, or whatever.
The little boy Wilder hugged in the way, in the
yeah.
Final press conference. Yeah. The lady taking a picture. That's her from Love and Hip Hop.
But who's the dude, though? I don't know her.
She messy as hell on the show too. She's actually pretty popular on the show. The dude, he be fucking with the other dude from down south with the gold man. Whatever, man.
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
Yeah, you know, that shit don't matter.
Hey, let me do my prediction quickly. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, cause you know you're gonna go to it yesterday. I predict Wilder to knock out Fury in the later rounds because Wilder's been more active, and Fury hasn't been active, and he is not match fight.
Let me make a prediction and give an excuse.
Tone banger.
Let me just disrespect and discredit.
No.
Whatever, Michael. Have a good day.
Wilder get paid to fight. Now don't care about no interview.
Let's get to what looks like
a new caller.
There is one right after Dominic in Seattle.
What up? Oh, shit.
Well, good. Last time I checked, there's only one Deontay Wilder. And
there's only one Deontay Wilder.
I like your energy, Dominic. Yo, I like your energy, talking, baby. Like,
why are you going to change his name from Dominic to Dominique? He just made you a girl. What's up with Mike today?
I'm black, bro.
Tyson, like, I'm black. Just because it's a big fight. Like,
you can't even hear us, bro. I'm
going to go.
He can hear you.
I'm going to bring it like this. I think Tyson Fury, he's going to bring a good first four rounds because the range. Then after that, it only takes one punch. And I think America doesn't like one punch knockout artist no more, because Mike Tyson, you know, like, he failed to live up to the legend. that he should have lived up to by winning all the fights. But no one really wins all the fights.
Yeah, America don't like black people. That's all.
Yeah, and I want to talk about the interview that Blue Blood made. Shout out to Blue Blood.
With who?
Talking to Tyson Fury's wife.
Damn.
And they asked, so what do you think will happen after this fight? And she was like, I'm very scared. I don't know. He might lapse. He might go back to, even if he wins or lose, he might go back to old Tyson Fury. And that right there shows right there he's still weak.
Hey, man.
Pop it's a fight.
Man, what the fuck is that for?
Because that's a sad thing if he relapses.
Mute me. Mute me.
I mean, what do y'all think? Like, let's be real. What do you really think was the rounds y'all pick? For Deontay Wilder win.
Say that again, brother.
What do you guys think the rounds that Deontay Wilder is going to win? Is it going to be in the later rounds or in the beginning rounds because it's such a heated up fight?
Well, everybody has me as the Wilder voice, so don't take my word for it. It looks like most experts are picking the later rounds, but Wilder seems very adamant on, you know, the early rounds. But we've heard him say that before with Ortiz, and, you know, he got Ortiz out late. So he's more consistent with late-round knockouts, even though he has more first-round knockouts than most people, I believe. So I don't know.
And one more thing before I go. Last time I checked, what happens to people with big mouths? Like, we already know that Floyd Mayweather did his thing, but what happens to people with big mouths? Like, do they always win, though? Last time I checked, they don't. And, yeah, he might be winning these verbal discussions, but I don't think he's going to win it out the park with these verbal. These verbal discussions don't make you good because Conor McGregor he was good at talking shit, but look what happened to him.
I mean, I hear you.
That's my call.
I hear you. You're right. You got a point, definitely, man. People are better talkers than fighters, and some are better fighters than talkers. We're going to go back out to the Skype machine. Let me just reach on over. One moment, Michael. Who is that? I don't even know. Who are you on Skype? I'm sorry, brother. I'm having difficulties finding your name there. Wait, actually, it's Hassan. Talk to me.
Yo, Mike. What's up, Ness?
What's up, brother?
Mike. You can hear me?
Check that sweater. Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what's up, Mike? Real quick, Mike, yo, I like your little interview series, Mike Check Hook. I really enjoyed the Troy King interviews, the Michaela Mayer interview. So keep doing your thing, man, with that.
Ricardo
Mayorga made a career
bro.
Out of talking a lot of shit and getting his ass whooped, and people liked him for that because he used to talk real crazy and heavy, but. With this
shit.
Fight, I like that Wilder KO1 energy. I watched that interview last night,
now.
and I like that energy from him, man. I hope he go for the KO in the first round.
But I'm going to just switch to this. I need headphones. I can't hear shit. Oh, my God.
What people got to understand with athletes, like what Tyson Fury went through, it's real hard to come back to the highest level
to improve connectivity. Please,
with all the abuse that he did to his body. So I don't think he's really ready right now. And as far as all the stars and stuff, I like the promo that Showtime been doing. They've been on Snapchat. They've been on Twitter and everything promoting this real heavy. So we'll see if that gives any boost with all the stars coming out to the pay-per-view. So what y'all guys think?
I mean, I think I'm hoping that it does something post-fight. I'm hoping that, you know, a Mark Wahlberg or any of these stars, you know, I'm hoping that they – retweet, repost this epic or expected knockout, right? We'll see. But yeah, man, Hassan, thanks for calling in, brother. And yeah, man.
Real quick, Ness, do you did Wilder tell you if he got anything special for the walk-in or anything? Because that probably will help too.
Well, I mean, he did say that he's gonna have somebody big. And we said bigger than Drake, and he said, yeah, but he also said it was going to be local. So I don't know. It could be. It could be. I don't know. Kendrick, maybe.
Hmm. All right, man. Thank you, man. That's my call, man.
Okay, let me get to who do we got here? Seven, you're next. We got a first-time caller or a new number, 480-650. Talk to me. 480-650. Just listening? You're muted. 480-650. Going once. 480-65. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. I'm super dyslexic. 480-645?
Yeah, yeah, hello?
My bad, bro.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
You could. What's happening there? What's up, Mike G? Best interviews in the game right now.
Mike actually went downstairs. People heard us arguing. He went to open the door, so okay. Everybody's talking to Mike, but Mike stepped out. It's going to take a minute for him to be back.
Right on. Yo, so I just wanted to...
Wait. So who is it? 480-645. Your name is?
Man, Anthony out of San Jose is 408. Homie, get it straight. Anthony. Over here in the 408. But it's all good. Yo, I just wanted to say something been bothering me about what Tyson said in that Joe Rogan interview.
What
he
said?
Was talking about game plan. When he was talking about game plan for Vlad, he said Vlad couldn't land that right if he can't touch him with the left. And you watch the replays, and it's like, yeah, Vlad's always looking for that jab to measure for that big right hand. And I was looking at Deontay, some of the highlights of his knockouts, and I started noticing, you know, maybe the same thing when he knocked out that Russian dude. I forget who that bald Russian dude is that he fucking spun around like that. Messing up with the left. Everybody, I mean, I noticed a lot of that, but anybody who he didn't measure up with that left, who we caught with just a straight right, was usually coming forward at him. You know what I mean? And Tyson ain't gonna walk him down like that. Tyson a lot smarter, man. So all I'm saying is, you know, I'm a proud sheep. I'm fucking with Fury in this one. I think Fury might even Man, I know you're gonna hate on me for this, man, but I think Fury might even tire him out. And, you know, Deontay is a little inexperienced, even though he got 40 fights. I think later in the fight, man, he's gonna be expending all that energy trying to land that big right. If he misses him, man, I think Deontay's gonna be in trouble come the 11th and 12th. I even think Tyson might get him out of there, man. I know that's crazy. I know that sounds crazy, but I just want to get that on record so I can rub it in everybody's face. If it do happen, you know what I'm saying?
So you just wishing on a star. You wishing on a star, essentially, because Tyson couldn't get Chisora out of there twice. And
he
had a fat Chisora, too.
Yeah, for sure. And Tyson, I mean, he's not a big knockout puncher, you know what I mean? Even though he's a big dude, I'm sure he can't knock people out. I don't think he's going to be going for the knockout. What I'm saying is Tyson's game plan is going to be to tire this boy out. And personally, you know, Wilder's boxing IQ and his, how should I say, his efficiency with his energy. I mean, unless he got incredible cardio, man, it seems like in the later rounds, if Tyson's still standing, he might be in some serious trouble. You know what I'm saying? If he can't get that boy out of there, which, look, Deontay can knock anybody the fuck out with that right hand. But Tyson's smart. That's all I got to say. That's my call, man. Hey. Big up to y'all. Letterboxing boys.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. You know, best way to show us you love us is to definitely not call on speakerphone or Bluetooth. It helps with the quality of the show for those listening, you know. We got audio snobs. You got to check our reviews sometimes. Sometimes people get upset with the lack of audio. He's not down there?
Man, no. Now you want to call me, nigga? I've been calling him 5 times.
Y'all thought Mike was mad. Now he mad at Javier. Look, y'all hear him? You know we live, right? Look, he's so mad he don't care that I'm live. I'm going to 7 in Richmond. Talk to me.
Hey, what's up, man?
What up?
Hey, you can hear me, bro?
Of course. Do you hear me?
All right.
Yep, I'm shit about to be at the weigh-in any minute. I'm driving with my nephew in the car, right? And he a Joshua protector, right? And we finally got his ass to admit that he was scared for Joshua to fight Wilder. But yesterday when I was I didn't get to do my prediction. I think some reason, man. I be hearing Fury talk, and I start, for some reason, I get to rooting for him, and then my rational mind comes back in, and I'm like, nah, Wilder gonna knock his ass out. But truthfully, I feel like Wilder could win on points. I don't see why anybody's saying that. Like, Luis Ortiz, he was up on points going before that knockdown. So I think he could win on points.
Well, then make a prediction. And we got to keep it moving. We switching to drive-by mode because we got to get to the weigh-in.
I think he's going to knock him out, but I think he can win on points, too. Is y'all doing a pre-show like y'all did for Canelo and Triple G tomorrow?
No. You mean live at the fight?
Yeah.
No. We got something else, but it's, it's not open to the entire public. But, Seven, thanks for calling in. Definitely hit us up on forms of social media. Those that get the secret invite, get the secret invite. Not everyone is allowed. This isn't the biggest location. We're going to drive-by mode.
Drive-by!
We're going to drive-by mode because we got to get to the weigh-in. It starts in about an hour, but we got to get there 30 minutes before. I got other callers to get to. Let me see. We got Gary in Texas. Talk to me.
Yo.
Talk to me.
I was all ready to pick Wilder. And then you had that morning show the other day, and you were giving me the odds of this fight going the distance. The odds make it like this fight to go all 12. They just told you he's going to win the fight. Look, Vegas is never wrong. The bookmakers are never wrong. Fury's going to win this fight on point. I know that's not what you want to hear, but what you'll learn from gambling, and I was a big gambler, you can't beat the bookies. The bookies are telling you this fight's going 12, so I'm taking Fury. I'm going with the bookies.
All right. That's a logical way of thinking, right? You know, these guys have invested interests. So, but, you know, there is also the phrase that sometimes the bookies get it wrong, right? That's why upsets happen. Buster Douglas is going to be in attendance, Gary. He's one of those upsets. But drive by mode, let me get on to New Orleans. 504-710, first time caller.
Yeah, this is Roof 504.
Roof?
First time caller.
What's your name, brother?
Yeah, Roof 504. I'm ROUX 504. I'm usually in the chat every day. I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. I think Tyson Fury pulls this thing out on points. I think he frustrates Deontay Wilder for the entire fight. I just see him pulling it out. I think this is a repeat of Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson. That's just my call.
Well, all right, brother. Thanks for calling in. We're going to be doing shows all week. I want people to continue to call in. I know everyone cannot give their prediction on our Thursday show, and that's understandable. We're going to keep getting these predictions because I'm seeing things sway in Fury's favor. I wish Doomsday was around to be taking a list of all these guys and checking it twice because Sunday's Crow Day, and we got a lot of crow to be serving. Whether you're a Wilder fan or a Fury fan, someone's going to win, and only one can win. So there will be crow to serve for sure. We're going to go what looks like the ATL. We got Rick. Talk to me.
What's up, Ness? What's
Drive
up,
What up?
Real quick, these guys, like I said before, they're selling the shit out of this thing. Pay-per-view numbers are going to be high. These celebrities showing up is going to get a bunch of casuals who don't even know about the fucking fight watching. And I'm predicting a seventh round knockout for Wilder. Fury just don't have the power to keep him off. And I think Wilder's good enough to pull it off. And Fury's just going to try to make it ugly and box and grab and all that shit. But I think Wilder's too good, too strong, too young, too fast. That's it.
Rick, thanks for calling in. looks like we're going to the Natty first. Got to look these numbers up. Doing this all alone, Mike went down to find Javier, the mastermind, who's going to be heading to the weigh-in with us. So I'm manning the ship alone. So in the meantime, hit that thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you enjoy it. I'm also going to be on ESPN Radio at 2, between the hours of, I'll be there at 2:30 in the studios, but I'll be on between the hours of 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. West Coast. Follow me on social media. I'll give you whatever, you know, information I have as to how you can listen to it and where what exact channel it will be on. But I just got the invite early this morning and made the decision to head on out to the studio and, yeah, talk some boxing, you know, with some colleagues live on the radio. And, yeah, man, just build the TBV brand. So definitely follow me on SGTO, all forms of social media, to get that information as to where it will be at. Looks like we're going to LA with Julio in LA. Talk to me.
Hey, Julio,
what's up, brother?
I think I'm picking. I'm gonna go ahead and pick Fury on this one. The distance. I already set my bets. My odds, and keep on going with the show. It's amazing, and I'm out.
Excuse me. Thank you, brother. Thank you for calling in, and obviously thank you for the kind words. We're going to keep it moving. We got Rafi on Skype. Talk to me. Rafi, you're killing us with the backy round. What up? You ready? Rafi on Skype. All right, we'll come back to you. What do we got here? We got...
I'm ready.
Okay, talk to me then.
I'm ready, Eddie. Yes. First time calling from the car on the motorway doing 80. Yes. How's it going, everybody?
It's good.
Okay. So everybody's picking Wilder.
Nah, things are changing. We had all callers calling in picking fucking Fury this morning. Everybody's going for a decision Fury all of a sudden.
Okay. Well, Wilder's going to win. And the reason he's going to win is because his timing, his cherry picking is impeccable. He's caught Fury at the perfect time. 2 years, three. The last time Fury fought anybody who was in the top 10 was 3 years ago. Wilder has impeccable timing when it comes to picking his opponents. Wilder is ready. Fury is not. That's me talking from my head. And not my heart. In my heart, Fury's going to come out and dance around and slip and move, jab, jab, move, slip all night. That's what my heart says. But my head says Wilder has impeccable timing when it comes to picking his opponents. That means from my head.
Cut it. Rafi, drive by, baby. Thank you for calling in. We're going out to Marquise in Connecticut. Talk to me.
Hello.
What up?
What up? Hey, I know you're in drive-by mode, but I got something for you next because I know you're trying to make some money. So let me just go to my screenshots real quick. Just give me a second. This is stats for all the haters, for everybody saying that Fury's going to win. I got the stats on their punching ratio and everything else like that. Hold on just a second. I got you. Hold on, I'm going to my gallery real quick. Screenshots. Bam. All right. The power punches landed per Wilder is 9 per round. All right, the power punches per Fury is 8.4 per round. All right. Jabs thrown per Wilder, 8.6. Fury, 4.5. All right. The percentage, the total percentage of punches per round, 42.8. Wilder, 25.5. Fury. All right. All right. The total punches thrown per round, 41.1 Wilder, 50.9 Fury. So that just goes to show you, numbers don't lie. Wilder is not the underrated boxer or the overrated boxer, or let me, how can I put this? Wilder is not the puncher. He is the boxer in this fight. Fury's stats are way below Wilder's, and that's numbers, and numbers don't lie, Ness. Get your money, baby.
So, I mean, how does that help us bet? Are you saying it's going to be decision Wilder, or is it knockout Wilder?
He could win either way. It just shows that the power punches, the jab rate, everything is just over Fury's by loads of numbers. You know what I'm saying? Fury is just not the boxer everybody thinks he is. You know what I'm saying? That's just my main point. Fury is not the boxer everybody thinks he is. Wilder is the one right now. It's his time. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. And I'm not a fanboy, but I know that Wilder is on his way to the top, bro. And he's going to win this fight by knockout, probably next round.
Marquise. Cut it. Thank you for the information. I hate to cut you, but you know that it is drive-by. We're going out to New Jersey to one of our own, and I will apologize. You know, I'm going. This is how you know that no one cuts the line unless you're a ring or a boomerang, because I didn't even know Blanc was on the line. Shout out to Doomsday in the building. What it do?
There's only one Tyson Fury. Stop playing. I'm going to give my opinion real quick because I'm out here lifting weights right now. Tyson Fury is not losing this fight if Deontay don't knock him out before the fifth. He's not knocking him out. Tyson Fury was able to stay away from Klitschko's power for 12 rounds, and everybody's acting like Deontay Wilder has got like some magic right hand. It's the same thing. Measuring until he lands it. You guys see how Fury moves? Shout out, you know, to that thing ain't gonna land. In the building. It's not gonna land.
What
do?
What up?
I mean,
I even know.
Yeah, you on.
All right.
Why? What's up?
So what you think? You think that why everybody keeps saying that Wilder's gonna win by KO, by KO? I've been on the chat. I've been asking. And everybody's, you know, some people are saying the third. Some people are saying the ninth. Some people are saying the 11th. Fact of the matter is that Deontay Wilder, because of his power, has a chance every round. I just am one of those believers that I don't believe he's going to be able to land it. This time, he is the smaller guy. I've heard talks that the ring is smaller, and that's supposed to be a disadvantage to Fury. I doubt it, because Fury is the clinch master. So I just see Wilder in a very, very tough fight this time around, where he's not going to be the bully. And I think he knows that Fury is really not scared of him. A different thing, man. It's been a lot of emotions leading up to the fight, press conference. I've just been watching everything. At the end of the day, you know, the ring is the that's where you find out the truth. And the truth is that I believe Tyson Fury will take a 12-round decision.
Well, all right, Blanquibidi. Thanks for calling in.
Right,
I'm gonna keep
so
it moving.
People out there in LA, TBV fan, have fun, enjoy. We already know, man, when the TBV fam to get together is a hell of a good time. Much love. Good times again, man. I wasn't able to make it this time around, but I'll definitely be on the show.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in, Blanc. We're going out the ride in North Carolina. Drive-by. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Hey, what's up, man? It's a great show as always.
Drive-by!
Hey, I got Deontay Wilder. Mm-hmm. Knocking Fury out within three rounds. And it's going to be devastating fashion. We might not never get the damn Anthony Joshua fight, because it's going to be devastating the way he finishes Tyson Fury. You can bet on that.
Well, all right, Rod. Thanks for calling in, my friend. Let me get here. I think this is Anthony in Cincinnati. Talk to me. Am I right?
What up?
All right,
Yeah, you know, walking around downtown LA looking for the sheep.
you know, the sheep out because they tell me I'm a jabbing for that shit. About to jab through you for that pick, boy. But they crazy. Everybody who picked Fury crazy. Deontay faster, he's stronger, he hit harder. End of story. Ain't nothing Tyson Fury gonna do for 12 rounds to get away from him. He gonna get hit. I got bomb squad mid to late. And that's all she wrote.
Ant, thanks for calling in. We see you at the weigh-in. Weigh-in is gonna start in about an hour. Get there early, folks. It's open to the public. L.A., Staples Center. It's going down. We're going out to St. Louis. Who do we got here? New call? Looks like a new. Oh, no. T-Dub, what it do?
Yo, yo, yeah, this your boy T-Dub. What's blazing? What's going on, Ness?
What up, what up, what up?
Hey, this is going to happen, man. People about to witness the real-life human version of getting punched with the Finley Gauntlet. Now, I don't think Wilder going to use all five stones. At least two or three of those stones he's going to use when he hits Fury with it. He's going to say that whole five fists. He's going to say that five fists for Anthony Joshua. He don't want to give away too much. But my prediction is it will be a knockout. Now, Fury can make it very interesting. He got long range. He can move. And it's not about him having the power to keep Wilder off, is that if he can have that jab in his face and disrupt Deontay Wilder so he can't set his feet. But eventually, Wilder will set that feet, and it probably will happen two or three times. And I'm predicting a knockout for the Bronze Bomber. This is your boy T-Dub. I'll let you next. Enjoy your day.
T-Dub, man, thanks for calling in. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Just want to thank everybody to join the live stream. Remember, future, present, past, doesn't matter. Hit that thumbs up button to help with the visibility of the show. And we're going to be at
90
the
seconds.
Staples Center in about 30 minutes. So if you see the TBV shirt, you know already know. Walk up to Ness, say what's up. And if you see Mike, just punch him in the back of the head for always mumbling. We're going to be with Big Javier for all y'all haters. All y'all haters. Yo, I'm going to look like Mayweather walking with Javier and his man right now. Javier and his man just walked in here looking like two basketball players slash fucking defensive linemen. So I'm going to be looking like Mayweather all in the middle of these two big motherfuckers. But, yeah,
60
man.
60 seconds.
We're going to be coming back with more content, obviously. Videos, interviews, everything coming up on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Definitely more live shows. So, subscribe right here. Don't forget to hit that notification bell to get the next notification when we do go live. And, yeah, man, tell a friend to tell a friend. This is the place to be. We're going to be talking Wilder, Fury all week. We'll be back with, I guess, probably the round table. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of quotes discussed from the older heavyweights, you know, yesterday's champions and their predictions and thoughts over this fight as the hours count down. But yeah, man, I'm your host, Nesta Giz. Find me Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. And yeah, catch us on all forms of social media. Peace.
10.